Good morning. It's 9:24. Got a cloudy sky. We're at 9 below right now. It is Wednesday. Time to do what we do every Wednesday. Head over to Breckenridge, to our good friends over there at OSPTI. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to be talking, you're singing my tune here, tips for exercising for older adults. What can you tell us about this, Rizzy?
Yeah, well, with the weather lately, it's been kind of a tease where, hey, maybe we can have a early spring and get outside and move a little bit more, but with this week, it's not happening so
no,
much.
No.
So, just talking about how the lack of physical activity can lead to loss of muscle strength at a rate of around 12% a week. And so research shows that just 2 weeks of inactivity can cause a loss of strength in older adults, and that can be difficult to regain. So physical activity can improve that quality of life. It slows down the physical changes due to aging. So there's a lot of people that want to look better, look nicer, look younger. Maybe getting out and exercising, that can help fight that aging process too. Support mental and cognitive health, especially right now with the winter blues. Sometimes we kind of get down, so it's hard to get, yes, motivated, but once you do get motivated, you'll feel that high. also increase the lifespan, and then helps reduce that risk of falls or result of injury and help you stay out of the hospitals. There are some things that you can try at home to help even just get your body moving. And so maybe that might be what it takes to start off, and then you can increase to more exercise. One is like when you get up from a chair, maybe do that 10 times in a row versus just the one. So you're basically incorporating performing a squat technique. Another way is push-ups. Everyone has a countertop at home. You can do standing push-ups. You don't have to get down to the ground. And if it's hard for older adults, one is doing a standing push-up where you lean into a wall or lean into a countertop and perform 10 of them. My sisters and I did a challenge while during COVID when we were kind of at home, stuck at home. And every time we opened the refrigerator door or a cupboard, we had to do like 10 push-ups or 10 squats. So incorporating small things like that can help. And then also walking. Walking is huge. That can help get that cardiovascular moving, get blood flow moving. The hard part is houses aren't as large. And so if you can, try to think of maybe every other hour trying to get 20 steps in. So try to do a couple laps in the house. Or if it is nice and you can get outside, there's a lot of walking, hallway walking that you can do, like at the area schools like Breckenridge or Wahpeton. I know City of Breckenridge just posted a thing that they are incorporating indoor walking at the high school. And so that's a way to get out and get some distance and just not be stuck in your house.
Rizzy, how important is it for older adults when they approach exercising again or getting back into it to pace themselves so you're not rushing into this and risking some injury?
Yes, correct. Take it slow because a lot of the times we get on this high like, hey, we're going to start this, we're going to work out, and they try to work out for 2 hours and they're extremely sore the next day or maybe into the next week.
Right.
So pacing yourself, maybe start smaller, maybe only do 2 times a day of exercising, doing a couple of these exercises 2 times a day versus trying to do 2 hours worth. And so start there, try to think of rule, 10% rule. So I always tell people do that for like 2 weeks and then try to progress after that.
Boy, good stuff and great information, Rizzy. If people listening to this want more information about it, what is your phone number at OSPTI?
Our phone number is 641-7725, and you can also check out a post on Facebook as well.
All right, Rizzy, listen, you stay warm and make it through this week, and we will talk next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds great. Have a good rest of the week.
You too. That is Rizzy over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man. I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 premium no ethanol gas?
Yeah. Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Hill Street 10 Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.